Hello and welcome back to another episode of What the Phonics. I'm your host, Kim, and you know what? Let me stop right there. I like to say that what I'm doing is taking science and making it easy for people to understand. And I do think that's actually what I'm doing, but I was talking to some friends and family and I was thinking about even the names of my episodes. I have an episode that's named Phonological Awareness, and I have one that's named Phonemic Awareness. And though that is what it's about, and I feel like I do a pretty good job of breaking those things down, and, you know, please, please, please contact me if you don't think so. But I thought about it in another context, and if somebody was teaching or had a podcast on amoebic dysentery, I don't know that I would tune in if I didn't know what that even was. So I wanted to take some time and do a little bit of a different episode and just talk about some things that we as parents, this is going to be a little more parent focused, but talk to some things that we as parents can do and just kind of dispel some things. So first I will say this, do not let the scientific words overwhelm you. I do want to make sure you know what it is just because I like to know what things are, you know, reading teacher and all, I do like words, but, and I also want to dispel some things that I've seen as I started being more active as With the Phonics on social media and things like that. So things like looking at the pictures, I've had people ask me about, well, why do we have picture books if we're not supposed to look at the pictures? So let me first state this. The point of the science of reading is that we need to focus on the words in order to read. It doesn't mean that the pictures aren't there for enjoyment. It doesn't mean that when you're reading to your kids, you shouldn't look at the pictures and see what's going on and, you know, have a good time and have a discussion about it. It just means that when we are reading, we need to make sure that we are reading the words and not reading the pictures. But the pictures are there for a reason. My youngest daughter loves graphic novels. It's one of her favorite things to read. Graphic novels wouldn't exist if there weren't pictures. A whole billions and billions and billions of dollars have been made based on comic book movies and the books and the characters, all because people like to look at the pictures. So I'm not saying don't look at the pictures. I'm saying don't use the pictures to figure out that the word is dog because it could be puppy. So make sure that you're just reading the words for the words and then using the pictures just as an enjoyment. Also, things like context clues. Context clues are very important. Context clues are what allow you to realize that she has a bow in her hair and not a bow in her hair. So we do need context clues. But again, using context to figure out the word, it can be tricky because then we're relying on things other than the words to figure out the words. But yes, context clues are very important. It's a whole skill that's taught, especially as you get up higher into the K-12 world. And, you know, we use context every day to realize a lot of things. Overall, you want to be reading with your kids, and we just want to make sure they're focusing on the words. Have them listen to the sounds. Find ways to make it exciting. I know that there's like a whole debate that I did not know existed until, you know, I got into this world too, which made me create that podcast. There's a whole debate about some of these ideas of this science of reading versus like whole language type situations where they focus more on the environment of reading. And my question is, why can't it be both? Yes, we have to focus on the words. And I think when you're reading with your kids, you need to make sure that they aren't skipping words. If they're really, really struggling, go back and have them look at each sound and try to sound it out. But then if they can't, if they're still struggling, give them the word. Let them enjoy the book. Maybe take turns because their poor little brains are tired because they're trying to figure out the words. And now they don't even understand what they're reading or they don't even enjoy it. but make a mental note that these words, these types of words, are the words that your child is struggling with. And that's when we go back and we're more strategic. That's when we go back to my podcast and look at, okay, so they know that the letter A says ab, but they're not able to put the letters together. So we need to practice blending. That's where the science really comes in, is to look at, find strategic ways, find ways to break down exactly where my child is struggling. And now I can find ways to kind of help and hone in and laser focus on those skills so that they can be a better reader. Reading is supposed to be enjoyable. If I have to put all of my energy into sounding out every single word and every single sound in a word, I am no longer enjoying what I'm reading. Just like when you get into the upper grades, when you're analyzing a book and you're looking at all the symbolism, which of course is also very important. But when I was in school, we read a book called Lord of the Flies. I was just talking to my friend about this the other day. And I loved to read back then, and I loved to read that book. But every day I dreaded going to class because I knew that my teacher was going to have us break down every single part of that book to look for every symbol and what it represented. And for me, it took the fun out of reading. So let's not use the science that's helping our students learn to read and have that suck the energy and the fun and the life out of reading. So, like I said, I just wanted to backtrack and say, make sure your kids know their sounds. That's really important. Make sure they know how to blend. When you're playing a sport, you want to really do a lot of drills before you play games. You need to practice dribbling. You need to practice shooting your free throws. You need to practice blocking. My coach used to have us run plays without the ball a whole bunch of times. That didn't mean that he or she, because I had some female coaches, it doesn't mean that we didn't also practice and play the games and scrimmage and go through our schedule. It just meant that when we had time to practice, they watched the video and saw the specific skills that we needed to practice on, and that's what we focused on for the entire practice. So keep that in mind. I want to just take a step back. I've heard people who said they were listening to it and they're like, I love your podcast. I don't always know what you're talking about, but I love it. So I appreciate those of you who are listening, but I wanted to take a step back and don't let it be overwhelming. Surround your kid with books. As they say, that's what we want. We want an environment. That's what I came out of. I didn't know that there were people who didn't just read because they were surrounded by books. And some kids will really flourish in that area. You should still be surrounding your kid with books. You should still be reading to them, having them read to you, having text just a part of your life. Reading and learning should not only happen at school. But we also know that struggling readers do better when there's a system in place. And proficient readers do even better. It helps everyone, so use it for everyone. Some may not need it, but why not use something that's going to help everyone? So, again, I just wanted to take that step. This is a short episode. I don't want to give you a whole lot of words that you may or may not have ever heard, because again, I had never heard most of them either. And I kind of dug in and really just researched and was really, really in it. But it is a lot. It's very overwhelming. So I just wanted to remind you that y'all are killing it. Y'all are out here doing a great job with your kids, if you are a teacher and you still hung in there with me, thank you, with your students. Y'all are out here killing it, and we are all and have all been doing the best we could with what we knew and what we know. But as we know better, we do better. So let's merge it together. Let's make reading fun. Let's have a good time with it, but let's be strategic to make sure that we're not just setting the kids up to fail, because a lot of those supports that we think that we're giving in elementary school eventually become detrimental when they're gone. They learned how to read with a crutch, but now they don't have a crutch. They don't have the pictures. They don't have, they're not surrounded by all this cute comic book. You know, you can't always read a comic book. You're going to have to use the words as the words as they move up. So I don't want to see us have a generation of kids that can only read comic books, even though I do love them as well. We need them to be able to read the text and have their own visual, have their own story in their head of what it looks like. I was amazed in the worst way, really, when I realized that kids that were reading didn't have a picture in their head of what happened, because that was my favorite part of reading, to have a picture of what was happening. And to the point where sometimes I didn't even like the movie that came out because that picture didn't look like my picture. And a lot of these kids don't have it because they're so overloaded with just the act of trying to read. So have a great day. Again, this one was short and sweet. Y'all got this. Hang in there. Do not let it overwhelm you. And we've got some great stuff coming up soon. So thank you for joining me. And keep on reading with your kids, whichever kids they are, your kids, your, you know, bonus kids, your students, your grandkids, whatever it is. Keep reading with them. Keep loving on them. And just take care of yourself. Have a great day.